God, run, run, run. I did not consent. I need an adult. Yo, what's going on? Right, right. What's going on, podcast people? What's up? What's up? We're sitting here trying to figure out a few things before we go live on the YouTubes. And if you're new here, awesome. Thank you for finding us. And maybe you'll be so kind on bebopping your way up over to the YouTube side, too. Yo, check us out live. That's what it's all about, you know. You could actually ask us questions in live stream on the YouTubes, yo. But let's go ahead and roll that smooth beam footage.
Let's do it.
And hopefully, OBS plays nice.
Hopefully.
Yo, Crypto Nation and Mining Family, what's going on, all you happy hashers? What's up, what's up, what's up? I see we got Tech Man with the, oh no, I'm first this time. We don't, you beat out the tiger. Maybe that's why he's not, maybe that's why he's not chatting. He's like, I can't be first, I'm not chatting. I'm just going to lurk in the background.
Crypto Nico said dose FA. Dose FA.
Right.
Thank you.
Goblin's like, oh yeah, mining in the dark. Good evening, everyone. FA. Yeah. What's up, Golden Wolf? What up? What up?
What's going on, fam? How are you all doing tonight? Hope you're all doing well and fantastic wherever you are.
Oh,
well, I've been right now I'm playing with overclocks because I had to change the way I was currently mining because
that really sucks. So you might as well just go ahead and explain it to everybody what you were battling here.
So as y'all see some most of it on Monday. On my personal channel, I have the video dropping, but was fighting with my 3060 rig today. I went to go. They released the new T-Rex miner for HiveOS, right? So I was like, oh, cool. You know, has the newest unlocker. LOL has the newest unlocker. I was like, that'd be a cool video. I got a rig full of LHR cards. Let's put it head to head and see which one's better, right? I used LOL before, and I was getting some lower hash rates, but I didn't know if it was just because LOL miner and its inconsistency. So I was like, okay, well, then I'll try T-Rex miner. And then T-Rex miner wouldn't initialize because GPU number 2 or 3 is T-Rex called it, because T-Rex doesn't call GPU 0. It just calls it as 1, 2, and 3, and 4. So that one is a GA 104, which is what I just now learned because of the incidents today is a version. What is my version 1 3060? It is, you know, less limited than the other three because it's a version 1. You could run dev drivers and it gets better hash rate than the others do, but the others can't run dev drivers because they're made after that. They have a little, they talk different and the different die. So they can't talk to each other. They're a GA 106. So went to go try it. T-Rex miner wouldn't initialize because of the first generation card is actually listed weird and high for me right now. It's not listed as a 3060. It's a GA 104 3060. It's a little different.
Right, with basic info.
Basic info, yeah. It's like running basic drivers. But yeah. Because the other cards are there, it's working. Right now I'm running running drivers 460.91.03, which are kind of old, to be honest. They actually predate version 2 drivers. So I'm surprised it's working, to be honest. But it could be why I'm having diminished hash rates on LOL miner. I'm only getting like 22 mega hashes on an LOL miner with an 80% unlocker. I should be seeing 37 on LOL miner, but couldn't use T-Rex. So I was like, okay, whatever. I'll install newer drivers and see if it happens. No, that is when the problems ensued for hours. And I ran through like 5 different NVIDIA drivers. Luckily I have an NVMe drive and you know, it has like 60 gigabytes of storage because I was watching it like slowly fill up because it only uses partitions a little amount for Hive OS and it leaves the rest of it like unutilized. And it was like 10% remaining and it was like chugging, starting to load. And I was like, seriously? And it was like at the very end, it was like 40 something gigabytes unused. And I was like, and there's a command in Hive dashboard that allows you to unlock the rest of the hard drive. And I was like, whatever, unlock it, because I'm going to fill it up full of different drivers because I can't find one that works. Ran through all of them, didn't work. Went back to the original driver that I was using, and it wouldn't work that time at all. I don't know what happened, dude. It was absolute madness. But I'm back up and working now. But my Ethereum hash rates are not what they should be.
So right now, as we're speaking, right? Yeah. So I just updated my rig that I have my only LHR card on.
Right.
It's loading up LOL Miner right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've got everything's up to date for me on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was just strange. I don't know. And then when my cards were down, they were malfunctioning. Is what it called them.
It was like, what?
When I saw that, I was like, I like sat there for a second. And I was like, what? Malfunctioning? Like, this is some new stuff I've never seen before. How have you got a man worried over here for a second? And I was like, that's not right. That's bad, man. That's real bad. I checked it out and that's when I found out that actually device 2 is my version 1 card. So I think that I'm having an issue between the two. It's because one's a version 1 and the others are not. I don't have any issues mining other coins. I've noticed that I don't get as much hash rate as I should, but I've never had any other issues. Like right now I'm mining Flux, going back to what I was, and the graphics device is hashing less than the rest of them because it's driver. It's getting basic drivers. It's not getting what it should. It's just, I don't know. It's just a weird situation. Was our wall on my 3060 Ti and my 3060 V1 until 1.48. Horrible. Yeah, even now, I mean, I'm only getting even 3060 version 1. What is your version 1 getting in LOL Miner? Mine only gets 22 mega hashes. Bad. In my opinion, I should get 37 with the newest unlocker. Like the whole rig is like 65 plus hashes less than what it should be on Ethereum. Wild stuff. I don't know what it is.
Oh, this is kind of funny. It looks like it's mining, right? But on the dashboard, it doesn't show any of them mining. But you launch the shell. And I see it going and it's saying accepted share. a suspect. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to reboot this. I'm testing live with you guys.
Yeah, that's weird, man. Weird freaking stuff. That's what I was doing my day to day. I was trying to record a video, and the whole point of the video got ruined with, luckily, you know, in OBS, I can just press the pause button. It saves me the point of having to edit a lot. It's because I can just pause and do what I need to do and go back and unpause. I just need to need just knowing, keeping in mind of where your cues were, you know, whatever. I mean, luckily with the pauses, the video was only like 20 minutes, but I mean, you've seen the, probably it was, your notifications were probably going on for hours because I sat there for hours. What driver are you using? Right now I'm using 460.91.03. Really old driver. From July 2021.
I always think it's cool to see these LHR cards, like some of them as they fire up, they're like super low wattage firing up in their idle state.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
There's actually, I saw a setting in one of the newer, it might just be actually in, yeah, it's just right there in like your editing your overclock settings, and there is a reduce idle power setting now.
Yeah.
And it's because of the 3000 series cards, which is wild.
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, they'll idle at like 90 watts. You're like, why?
What are you doing?
Right? Are you playing? Are you like
computing over there?
No. Right? Are you hot and bothered over there? Should I like get you a private room?
Developer driver? I do not know. I'm not writing developer driver. Almost positive. Pencil.
Here we go. Let's see here now. This is LOL. No,
developer driver. Developer driver was 461.72. Like I said, I'm using a driver that predates the version 2 3060s, and they're working. But it could be why my hash rates are a little diminished.
A little wonky. Yeah, a little wonky.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. But when I go to update, I can't update. I get NVTool 12 codes. And they tell me, and then you go and look it up, and they say it's due to the kernel version of HiveOS. And they say to run back to the stable version. Well, I'm running stable.
No, last known stable version. Sometimes you got to roll Hive back.
Which is the version before today. If you update it today, that was today's version is not stable. If you go download Hive off their website, it's as of yesterday's version. So right now I have it downloaded on the side, just in case. Because I'm probably gonna
LOL
go.
LOL miner is slow to walk up this LHR card. Wow.
So LOL miner takes me like 20-ish plus minutes for it to like set in, and it'll like retune a few times. But then once it like sets, it was set. And it like didn't really budge past that. But my hash rates were diminished, so it didn't really matter.
Right, right. It was a big L for you for but I mean, if that's the case, then updating the driver and pulling that card off would also fix it.
I'm running 470.05. Now, it's not even an option.
What? Your previous version?
No, his option.
What option is that?
He's running 470.05. I don't see that one. We have 470.057.02. By the way, I found that there is a list, a downloads.hiveos.farms/drivers lists all the drivers, all of them. That's where they pull requests from. So you can physically see the list of every single driver that's out and when they release it. When HiveOS like released it to HiveOS. But yeah, I don't see yours. You can call from NVIDIA's like it's the one they yanked. Yeah. That makes sense.
Well, LOL miners so far has given me 2 extra mega hash so far.
Yeah, it was
I was bouncing between 45 to 46 mega hash.
What version of LOL miner? Is it 1.48?
The newest one, yeah.
Okay. I guess I could go look, huh?
Yeah, I didn't even look. I just plugged everything in real quick and hit go time. So it looks like it's giving me 77.9% unlock.
Yeah, you're getting 71?
77.9% on a 3070 LHR.
Okay.
Which is giving me about 48.01 mega hash. So I'm getting stable. I would say, looks like if it stays like this, I would say stable 2 extra mega hash.
For no extra wants.
Let me go.
Like you shouldn't get extra. You shouldn't have extra watts. That's the key. If you can up your hashes for no wants. That's
I'm like right at the same spot. I got this 3070 tuned to 107 watts.
Now I'll try the new T-Rex mining.
All right. I will bounce over to the T-Rex. We will do this live, guys. We're going to do a head-to-head comparison on this.
Well, T-Rex miner, yeah, is pretty good. I said so far it's the best, but I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. But yeah, I tried a lot of the 470 drivers and they didn't work either. I even tried the driver that I was using on them before I switched them into HiveOS and same thing. It was awfully weird cryptonese. I haven't had this issue before. F it, we'll do it live. Right. Do they get to see any of this? I don't know if they do. I was like, I know I don't. It's okay if I don't, but at least they can see it.
Yeah, I think I can watch
live stream. And I can also watch like
let me you know. it's updating right now. So as soon as it updates, I'll pull the miner. This lonely LHR card gets slotted into a bad neighborhood where he's surrounded by 6,600 XTs.
The poor guy.
Right? I could swap him around. I do have a 6,800 that's sitting on an NVIDIA rig. It was just which one got built last. I and then it didn't get rearranged afterwards.
Poor guys over here, like poor little outcasts. And the other right. One, the other rig is living like an outcast and just, I don't want to be with the rest of my family. You won't right. Let me. My owner's just a big old bully.
Right.
I can get the driver and DM tomorrow if the driver, you want to try it. Yeah, Cryptid Youth. So it's 470.05. Yeah, because that's someone that I don't see on their list of drivers. You got the big jump between 470.103 and 470.57.02. Jump in numbers.
Hopefully it plays a nice. It looks like it should be. All right, so it looks like in T-Rex. All right, that's actually some results.
You're set at almost 50 right now.
Right. I'll call that results over there.
It's what, a 3070 LHR, so you should see what, 60 or 62?
No. 62 if it was a non-LHR.
Right. What's up, Tech Man?
Yo.
FA dev driver. Which one was the dev driver again for version 1? 461.
Yeah, I've got that still.
Or
all right, so it's now coming down a little bit. So it's still kind of tuning in. Now tuning in at just under 49 mega hash.
It was 461.72 was the dev driver.
That sounds familiar.
At least that's what I have in my folder. This is my LHR 3070 does 49.99999. Oh, yeah, I have that one saved. Yeah. No one ever let that one go. Because it's definitely not out there by their means anymore. I call that a winner right there, man. That's pretty nice.
All right. So it's now kind of tuning back up a little bit. It's now got 78.9% unlocked.
Yo, Dogwood Coffee.
Yo!
Michael Scott, what up, buddy? Oh, the wrong account tonight. No wrench. Oh, no wrench. Dang. Wrong account. Oh, well. At least you're here.
Right.
That's right, Dogwood Coffee. Smash the like button. Hit the subscribe button while you're down there. And that bell notification in case it's undone. Sometimes you gotta re-click it because, you know, it needs to be rerun.
Right, every so often.
He says better behave than Michael Scott. What's up, dude? Funny.
So it looks like with T-Rex, it bounces around just a little bit.
Can't find you the DCA. Yeah, it's just Crypto Miguel. Right there.
So yeah, this gave me 3 mega hash. And I'm using 2 less watts. I'll call that a win. I got more hash for less power. Yeah.
Win-win.
Fire me up. I'll take that anytime, day of the week. Damn. And everybody got to watch me sit there and play around both of them.
Hey, I'm glad you got to.
I tried
to do that in 20 hours.
Pull that one card off. And see if that magically fixes it.
Update the drivers, put it back.
You might.
It worked on the newer drivers before.
Right.
In Windows, anyway.
Yeah, but
with a version 2 card.
We all know that Linux is a whole different creature.
I'm gonna Windows install is a like, new Hive kernel just to be safe.
Yeah.
Because that'll install the new driver anyway. It'll install 470.65 by default. So
yep.
If it installs and has issues from get-go, then we know that it's the same thing.
It's current. Yeah, it's kernel panicking from that one GPU. And I mean, me and you already.
It could be because it's in slot 1. Like, I might have to move it into slot 2 or something.
Yeah, but remember
it shows it's in slot 3. So
you remember how whenever I had the 1660 Ti, right. How I put it in and I would start like GPU 0 would stop having the fans turn on after that. Be like, the fuck?
Anyone run Rave OS? I used to. Fox Protocol Mining in the Discord does. He runs Rave. I like it. It's nice. You can't CPU mine, so if you're gonna CPU mine, don't use it.
Yeah. That's my only beef with it. Otherwise, it's not bad.
But if you're not gonna CPU mine with your your CPUs, go for it. I like it. It's a nice OS. But it reminds me, it's a cut of hash rate, and I non-biasedly really liked hash rate.
Yeah, same here.
That was by far one of my favorites.
I still have one of the original
files. It's just not an update miner.
So T-Rex definitely doesn't lock the GPU into its hash rate.
Yeah, it'll move.
Yeah, I've been watching it just kind of bounce around. Like, it's got a pretty decent swing on it. We'll have to try this for 24 hours and see how stable it is. Because that's always my issue with some of these. It's like, oh, yeah, we did all of this. I have to wait for revision number 2 because, you know, it's got to, you know, every so often under the right circumstance, it kernel panics and crashes the rig.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had small little issues on early releases, and I'm like, I usually am the one that holds off, but I'll see how this one holds up for, like I said, 24 hours. So Monday, I should be able to give a update on that. Yo.
For sure.
Right. Yes, you're correct, Tech Man. Unlimited amount of miners if you're on, as long as you are on two miners. Very, you are correct. It's kind of like Hive on Pool. It's just that they have it worked out with two miners.
Right.
So, take your pick. Or pay for Hive OS. Or pay for Rave OS. Those are your options.
Or there's a few other workarounds too, but it's a little bit more muss and fuss to set up, but definitely always workarounds. If you know, you know, you don't, you don't. I won't outright say it.
110 watts, 50 megahashes, not bad. No, not at all. Really, really good.
Yep. At to even see 49 mega hash at 102 watts, yeah, 104 watts. I've been bouncing between 48.5 mega hash to like 49.2.3. You know what? That's not bad because my 1080 Ti's are doing right around 200 watts for 45 mega hash. Mm-hmm. So yeah. And I wonder if it's having like I know that I'd have to play around with it, but I'll leave it as is for 24 hours. But I know whenever Panda was messing around with some of the LHR cards that the overclocks was not always beneficial depending on the miner.
Yeah. Overclocking, especially for like Flux for the 3060s, really doesn't do much. Really, only you're only really overclocking to under, so that way you can undervolt it more. That's really that's really it. You're just trying to maintain hash rate and lose watts.
Goblin with his flipping R9 390. Ah, he's still mining on that archaic thing. It uses so much wattage for such little hash rate.
Every hash counts, man.
I guess so, but
till you can replace it with more efficient cards, every hash counts.
Oh, all yeah, hashes
matter.
Yeah.
As long as it's hashed and it doesn't go in the trash. So I stayed away from the 3070 LHR because the wattage penalty. Yeah, maybe with like newer unlockers like that, it's not that bad. Not terrible.
Tech still man's the best, got the 3090 Ti. The best that you're able to get is 122 mega hash for 305 watts. What?
Ouch. Which one did you end up getting, Tech Man?
Right. Because Tech Shinji was getting 131.
Yep. I think Tech Man got the for the win 3. I just don't know which one. Yeah, they're all for the win 3s.
He got the ultra.
Like what gaming
ultra? No. Yeah, he got the regular ultra.
Like they all look the same too. There was really
not
like, physically
looked except no for different. the black edition.
Oh, okay.
That one's they the all only
looked one. The same basically for me
when I yeah. looked at it.
Because you're paying for precision of bin.
Yep.
Basically what grade the card is. You're paying for grades. the best way to look at it whenever you're seeing like EVGA, we know it, and they've admitted it, and they've said it, that they've been their cards, and that's what you see for XCs, gamings, and for the win threes is you're looking at different grades of bins.
Yeah, and I bet he's talking about high watts, though, and my room's already 98 degrees. Oh, yeah. My God! That poor card will be chugging. Like, it'll hit its thermal headroom on there real quick. Yeah,
for sure. I mean, he's only hitting 300 watts, 305 watts, so he's
right.
Not
but hitting if it's
peak wattage, because he's, like you said, Tech Synergies was hitting higher wattage than 305 watts.
Yeah, Tech Synergy was just under 350. Yeah. I thought something was somewhere around there. I forget. 350.
So, I mean, not bad, but I mean, could be better. But like you said, it's 98 degrees in that room right now. So you're not going to get any better.
No. I mean,
yeah, you definitely won't get better.
Like, even in my little room, like, I'm kind of thankful that everything will be going into the facility soon. Because we will be able to get more airflow than what I can get into my room. Right. And as you know, as any miner will understand this, that's at scale. You add to your collection over the wintertime and you're fine. Right. come summertime, everything's like, sir, excuse me, sir.
You're a little hot.
I'm just a scotch hot. Hey, governor, I'm hot.
Got one says, looking at those specs, I could trade my whole rig for a 3090 Ti. And have the one card efficient and be as efficient as his entire rig. Yeah, I mean, it's.
He'd actually have more hash rate than his old rig.
It's intense. Just for man.
One card. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Intense.
It's a number. That's one thing I love about mining. It's all numbers. You can calculate everything. For the win.
Yeah, so I don't want to do that kind of power for just 10 more mega hashes. Really? I mean, plus. You could not get 10 mega hashes because you're going to start thermal throttling because it's hot in your, because the ambient temp.
Yeah.
3 6600 XTs and an RX 570. It's just 10 watts less.
It could be yours for $2,400 for a low, low payment.
Golden says his 3070 is getting 49.3 on T-Rex.
Let me flip back to that. I'll be very getting nice. 49.06, but mine is the Asus Tough, so it is the lower quality on the spectrum of Asus.
Right.
If it was the Strix, I bet you it would hit a little closer to probably that 50 mega hash range, just because, again, it's a better bin.
Right. That is a fact, Jack.
Yeah.
It is a fact.
Oh yeah.
Soon I'll know what that's like. But not right now, because that one card's a punk. Not really. It's actually it's. I think it's a kernel issue, but we won't know until we find out. You guys ready for summer heat? I mean, yeah. If that doesn't mean like it was today. Today was weird, man. It was cold as crap today.
Oh, so nice.
It was very weird. It was it was 80 plus degrees the other day, like the day before. And then today it was like 40, 50 degrees.
My little mini doge that I have in my shed back there, the fans turned off.
Oh, I bet.
I was like,
I think mine spin around like 1200 RPM. Like they spin like so low.
I know, right?
I'm like, all right. I mean, they're not even working. They're just pushing the air through the chips just to be nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just like lightly going.
Bets on AC dying. I don't want to make bets on AC dying. We don't have AC in the shop anyway.
Well, we do, but it'll only be in one room.
Yeah.
Not the mining room. That will have lots about that. Yep. I'm not going to have anybody dying in the mine because it's so fucking hot. Oh, God, I can't be in the building. Oh!
95 in Central Texas today. Yeah, dude, it was. I'm in okay right above you, right? And it was like 50, like 40, like 40 or 50 degrees today. And it was really windy.
Windy was yesterday for us.
It was 80 plus the other day, man. It's gonna be hot tomorrow.
It is 36 degrees out right now by me.
Weird oh, yeah. Weather.
36 degrees.
I'm still calling it a fun
dungeon. My equipment.
You can call it a fun dungeon. That's nice. It's
acceptable. Right.
Nothing but fun goes on there.
Right. No safe words in that dungeon.
Mine is the hash hell hole. Nice.
Man, you can't be any worse than Steve, aka 96C in the Family Mind Discord.
That is the appropriate name, man.
His GPU registered 98C on the core. On an RX 580. I was like, how did you manage to do that?
Yeah. It is intense. I remember I was there for the story, and he started talking about it, and I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, 96C, and I was like,
140 watts on an RX 580. I was just like,
wow, that you give that card a day's break and call it a good boy.
Right, dude.
it deserves a good boy. It deserves an attaboy.
Right. And your boy GPU Jesus came in and saved his ashes. Got everything up and running. He thought he had broken cards. And they were just going, please, sir, don't make me do it no more. I cannot do it. Help. And I got his hashes up and his watts low and temps came down and he's been happy since.
My 580 does 117 watts, yeah.
And whoever he got it from said that they BIOS modded it, and I don't know.
They did.
I don't understand why it ignores the overclock setting. And won't drop wattage.
Because the clocks are wrong.
See, he tried to do it through Hive to reflash it, and it. He said it didn't do it.
If he copied the same BIOS that it was on the card, he just retimed bad timings, so it would just make a problem worse. If it would even do it at all.
I didn't even think about it like that.
If it's a bad BIOS, you're modding a bad BIOS.
Right. So you have
to find the original 580 BIOS, which I can find for you if you need it.
Right. Either that, you can look on Tech Power Up.
Yep. That's my
go-to.
Where I get all my stuff from is Tech Power Up.
Oh, yeah. Wealth of awesome information. After that, it's Igor's lab.
Mm. Yep.
That German guy is amazing.
He said, that makes sense. Yeah, if you
Yeah, because like bad, I was kind of
an incorrect timing BIOS to begin with. It's going to be wrong.
You see why this around. Guy here is my business partner. He knows software better than me. I'm great with hardware.
I learned a great deal about Polaris cards. They are by far one of like I like Polaris. It was a good generation. It was just badly mistreated.
Yeah.
They hurt that card so bad. It could have been so much more.
AMD it hurt itself with that.
They do that with all their cards. Their new series is
damn fucking refresh of a refresh. It's like, okay, at least with their
5000 series was the series that was like good. Like right. They had potential, and then they went to the 6000 series and they went back to the Polaris lineup of like tomfoolery.
No, that's the 6400.
No, all of the 6000 series is the same thing. That they're worthless. Like you can't like do much with them. I mean, you could do more.
I don't mind the 6600 XT.
Yeah, they're okay.
Power efficiency is amazing on it.
Yeah, but you can't like. It is what it is. Like you can't like do nothing. You can't improve performance. You can't.
The XTs you weren't really able to. It was always the non XTs that you were.
Most of the 6000 series you can't do anything with.
But
they,
it's like okay, they pushed, but they also they
pushed the card as far as it could go to begin with.
And then they came out.
They didn't leave anything on the table. They like, here's all we got.
No, because they because if you look at it now, you've got the 6650.
Yeah,
the 6750, 6850. So now they're releasing the bin chips. So I mean, that is the remaining of the performance left on the table. But it's like their AMD is also trying to go toe-to-toe a little bit with Intel. So some of their GPU department is kind of taking a hit a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you could, like, you're battling, you know, you can only battle on so many fronts. It's like, okay, yeah, you're going to still produce product. You're going to still try to produce quality product. And I'll give that up to AMD.
Yo, David Lord said, happy Easter, you beautiful human beings. Happy Easter to you too, buddy. Hope you find plenty of eggs. It's going to be raining here tomorrow, so no doing any of that except for in the house. It's going to be cold and wet.
So we got any like updates in the mine that we want to share with anybody? We'll be obtaining racks soon.
Yep.
And we'll have we're gonna put in 200-amp panels in there.
Yeah, start out with a 400-amp panel with 400 amps, 200-amp panels, because it's actually cheaper. Yeah. Oh no, you got the vid. He said I'm vibing, just being sick. I'm sorry to hear that, buddy. I hope you get to feeling better, Data Lord.
Right.
That's no fun. You have cases on the way too, eh? I think so. Yeah. Was that get finalized? Yeah.
I gotta like hit him up. I don't know if he's like spacey or you know where he's like me where I'll get distracted with what I'm doing in front of me. And that gets put off to the side until that person reminds me. And it's like, oh crap, forgot to do that. Damn it.
Right. Juicy 400 amps. Yeah, 400 amps and three phase too.
Woo.
How many square foot right now? Right now, 1,100 square feet.
Right, 11 to start. Woo.
Yep. Potential to get more. But 1,100 for now.
Right.
Oh, yeah. About 800 of it is probably like a warehouse. Full open. And you have like two other like rooms. Technically three.
Yeah. Big dealer. Yeah, you got to have those humble beginnings.
Yep. Internet's been installed. See, electricity initiative's been accepted. So that was cool. And the city should be out probably this next week, but hope. Fingers crossed.
Right. And my toes. I'm crossing my toes.
I was like, I'm crossing my toes too. I'm crossing my fingers.
Ooh.
Yeah. Helium miner gonna be there? No. Probably not.
No, because like that helium miner is doing better out by where I'm at, right?
Yeah.
His helium miner's got the stock antenna on it.
Yep. All of the ones that I have are like that are like in that same like circle are all the same. They're all the aversion like ones, the white ones, yep. All the same. And the one that you have does considerably like 4 to 5 times better than any of the other ones that I have. I have 4. His does.
Yeah, we got decent electric, right? Decent.
Yep, very decent. The more power, of course, the cheaper the rate.
Yeah.
Or the more load. Not the more power, the more load. It's different. They don't care about how many watts we're using.
Right.
They don't know how many amps we're using.
Yeah, because we're gonna add stability to the electric grid. So all the little companies can turn off their equipment. And everybody at home will never know because we are going to be like, yo, I'll take that.
Said I had one skyscraper in Denver and it was my worst performer. They do better in the suburbs. They suck in the city. Yeah.
Right, you're better off being in an apartment building in a rural area.
I have one at my at the other end of my property, and it does worse than the one you have. But there's like nothing out here. There used to be a cluster of them in like that newer neighborhood over there by like the grocery store.
Right,
there was a cluster of them over there, but they're not there anymore.
They probably sold it while it was at the very peak.
Ouch, my electric is 14 cents. I guarantee you we will be...
We'll be able to help you on... 5 cents
less than that. At least.
Yeah.
At least. At the very least.
Yeah, you might want to, you know, have us host that. Have us host your equipment.
It's gonna be interesting, especially if we get approved for one thing we were taught is always ask for more than what you need. Like, I don't need the amount of power that I asked for, but what I asked for got approved. So now we're gonna see if we can have what we were approved for, and if we are, then like electric rates would be like stupid cheap. We would run out of room before we would run out of power.
Yeah.
Ever. Not even run out of room. We could fill the other two rooms up full of stuff, but we would have problems getting in like getting all the like the heat out.
Oh my god, yeah.
unless we adopt the rest of the spaces that we have. But that's at a later time.
Right, right. We asked for the amount that we knew that we can deal with the heat.
Yeah. I asked for more than what we even need, though, but asked for 1/3 more than you need. Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they give you more, you want to be able to, like, be able to use it.
Right.
Or know that you can use it, even if you're not at that point. You know what you can grow to. If there's a, we know that there is a stopping point. And we know that if we get what we wanted, like what we want exactly, our stopping point would be at what the facility could handle physically, not electrically. Not electric wise.
It would actually be
like physically, like moving heat in room. We would run out of room more than anything. Just physical room.
Because like I know how to deal with the heat. The heat's the easy part, really. Realistically.
Easy peasy.
Mm.
I developed some apps on the HNT network. The game is all about making useful form factors for sensors. Yeah, there was one that I was looking at that actually they worked it out for, the sensors on the Pi, you can pull out like environmental sensors and you can check temperatures, you can check everything. And it's there, it's, you can use it, like, you just gotta like build it. Crazy what you could do. Being an electrician or building a landlord building it out. So right now, most of the work, because we already have three phase, like that's already there. We don't have to do work for. But we have to apply to use and get like a new meter and like stuff dropped in for the amount of power and three phase. Because we're adding an additional three-phase meter, right? So we have to like apply for that. And they want to know how much we're going to use, our load average, everything. Yep. Luckily we know all of that.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, but we'll be paying an electrician to outfit the electric in there. We'll build some of it, but we'll have a licensed and bonded electrician to be able to double check everything and sign off on it.
Yep. Please have good friends.
Right. So it's all about the awesome people that you get to meet in life.
That's right.
Just like all the UFA people out there. Yo.
And it helps when you have a super cool landlord too.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Super cool.
Oh god, yeah. Like I'm not used to that up here by me. Yeah, people are like thugs up by me. Holy cow!
There's not very many people left that are like our landlord. That's for sure.
No,
that's a rare. That's a rare breed of a person.
Yeah.
Yeah, FA for that for sure. 100% goblin. We need more people like our landlord in this world.
Oh shit.
Oh, that's for dang sure. Then be facts, sir. I want a secret fun dungeon full of computing equipment. Soon. I mean, technically you have one. You have your own fun dungeon. It's just not
right.
A big fun
dungeon. I didn't put like
no one's. You're not specifying on size of fun dungeon. Fun dungeon right? Could be the size of a closet.
Right. And it's not like I started off with, you know, 71 GPUs and ASICs. No,
my first GPU at a time. Yeah, my first rig was three carts. That was it. I started three carts. Simple. 1050 Ti, 1060, and 570, 4 gig. That's where it all started. And then I built out from the 570 and built a whole rig of 570s. And then got more. Once that rig was done and complete, I moved on to the next rig and built out that rig. Just rolling over profits whenever I could. Once pumps were up, you roll over some profits into a new card. Save some. Don't always spend all of your coins at once. You'll thank yourself later. Hey, like, hey, electrician, we need 140 servers at 240 volt off three phase. And this is 1,000 square foot room. Can you do it? Yeah.
Right. Pretty much.
That's basically what it was. I called my buddy and I was like, hey, I got a big job I need you to do. Remember what I was talking to you about? Yeah, I need that now. And he goes, oh, like now? I said, yeah. You want to meet me there? And he goes, all right, I'll be there later. And here we are.
Right.
He knows the game plan. Now we're just waiting on the city.
Yep.
We have a plan A and a plan B, just in case, because the city can be kind of, you know, the city.
Right. Like, I don't want to be sitting there paying rent on something that I can't move my equipment into.
Oh, my gosh. That was a little closer. My uncle, the high voltage electrician, I'm assuming in okay. I'm in okay.
Depends on where. Okay, it's kind of a big region.
I mean,
yo, what's up, TexNG?
In any direction to leave the state, so I wouldn't consider that very big. Hey, I miss you too, buddy.
Hope you're right, doing well.
He's got so much electrical stuff laying around. I like that. I don't mind relieving him of space.
Right, right. Or no, we'd be providing him with newfound space.
Right. Then you can fill it up with other stuff. That's right, not my problem though.
Right. Unless it's some more cool stuff that we might like.
Yeah.
Then that's our problem.
Hey. This isn't my second rig technically. Well, I mean, technically, yeah. But you elevated. You may have like sold things, but then you like continued. I sold cards. I didn't like stop. You know? You just keep going.
I got rid of some less efficient cards.
I regret getting rid of my 570 rig. And I regret getting rid of all of my Polaris cards. That was out of my entire mining career.
I have
one thing I regret doing is like selling all the rest of my cards.
I have a full server case of 580s that have no fans on them.
That's okay.
And
saying, out of like all these years, like that is the one thing that I regret doing is like selling that entire rig because I could have mined so much more Ethereum out of it.
Like, oh yeah.
So much more. I sold it way preemptively. I could have still got the same, if not more, like dollar value when I sold the cards now than I could have then. Like, by far, it wasn't the best decision. It happened, but yeah, whatever.
He's in Central Texas. Damn. That's a whole lot of nothingness out there. Depending on where you're at. Oh, yeah, certain areas. Holy cow. I've only gone through Central Texas going to Mexico.
Takes me like, an hour and a half or so to get to, you know, the Dirty Red River, which is the border between my state and Texas.
Yeah. I watched this guy on YouTube, Precision Transmissions. He's like a master transmission builder out of Amarillo, Texas. He's like, I can always tell when I got people from Oklahoma, the underside of their trucks are red.
Facts. And he knows, and now you know why. You've been here. You're like, I was like, see, look at that pond there. And you're like, I think it's red. And I was like, yeah, it's because the dirt here is red. Like,
it's weird.
Yeah, it's
red. You got strange dirt. You see out here, the earthworms make the dirt. So it's like black dirt.
Yeah, you don't get much of that.
Sometimes when they truck it in, right? The only way you get it is if they truck it in, right?
Yeah. Basically. It's pretty red. That's why most houses here, especially out, like, not in the city. In the city, you see less of it because, you know, it's a lot of asphalt. You don't see much of it anymore. But, like, out here, most people's, they don't have carpet in their entryway because it will be ruined. when it rains, that stuff stains whatever it touches. Like, you don't get wet and touch it. Like, it'll stain your clothes, it'll stain your floorboard. Most people put the weather liner stuff in their floorboards because it'll ruin it. If you want to keep your floorboard not red, that you put a weather liner in it. Otherwise, it is red. Legit. The way to go. The backplate is the best. Tech man, really the vapor chamber on the cooler is the best. That's
now you see, you want to know what I like, the amount of
the 2 gigabyte memory power modules.
Right, the 2 gigabyte memory module and the power delivery system that's on that. So sensual. They got they've got a lot of
Tech Shinji. That's like prawn, man. That loaded up in the corner of my eye, man, and I just
What? Where?
Everywhere. DCA where? General. Just super clean pictures of a 3090 Ti Founders Edition. Sensual pictures, man. I mean, Tech Shinji takes good pictures.
Yeah, he does. He's got a baller camera, bro. Holy cow. As soon as it popped
up, right before my eye, I was like,
man, my camera, my DSLR camera was like, hey, bro, can you just put me away? I'm kind of embarrassed for myself.
Jeez, man.
And then he's got this cool ass gimbal system, and it's just like, oh my lord, you know?
Oh man, look at that.
Triple slot.
At least they give you the triple, like the triple prong. All the other manufacturers still gave you the two.
Right. They're
like, nah, you only deserve the two. Foundation's like, well, like, we'll give you the three. It's fine. We won't cheap you out. We're not giving you anything else.
Right. They're like, we know this is going to be Chungus.
Such a big card, man. How much did the Founders Edition run you?
I think that was just under or just right around $2,000. I forget what those ones ran if you got a good deal on it.
But no, they were like same price as 3090s, if I'm not mistaken. They were the same price from what I'm mistaken.
Well, that would have been like what 2100 then?
That's on a 1.5K lens. Oof.
Oh,
1950 out the door, or 1905 out the door.
Okay, I was right. It's just under $2,000 on that one.
Not bad.
not bad.
Really isn't bad. I mean, the cheapest EVGA is right there around that price. It's like $19,998. You pay $2,000 out the door. You pay over $2,000.
You know what's really bad about that though is that the 3080 Ti day one launch, you couldn't get them for under $2,000 out the door. It's that aspect is bullshit. Like shit that fucking NVIDIA is doing here.
Nice. Text me, he said 2K MSRP. He got $95 off in rewards.
No tax where he's at. Nice.
That's legit. I wish, man.
Right?
I wish.
They hit me up with tax.
I try my hardest not to buy things online because we get hit with online sales tax here. See,
pay tax. I've been getting that for forever. I've never seen us not get it in Crooked Noise.
It just happened about halfway through my mining career. Like half of the equipment that I bought, I did not pay taxes on it because I bought it online. And it was amazing. And then they were like, oh, we're bringing this into effect. And I was like, what? And then I bought my first GPU, which was the 1660 Ti. I bought that.
Yeah,
that was
my
first one that I got hit with the online tax. And I was like, what the fuck is this? This is bullshit.
And then I was just like,
I will never buy a card online again. And
I've been seeing that forever.
This is all we get anymore. We can't buy cards in the store because they don't exist in the stores.
Right.
Paying out online tax no matter what now.
Yep.
10% tax. Yeah, it's 10% here too.
We got 7%.
Nine point two five in Tennessee.
It's like we're a 7 or just above 7 on the sales tax. Might be 7.25.
I had to pay 12% when I bought from UGA. EVGA by far is pay the most in fees when I go to EVGA.
You know, and that's kind of funny because they're not even they're not even in America.
Though I do know that if I ship it to my house, I pay more than when I ship it to my PO box. I don't know why, but I ship it to my PO box every time because it is $10 cheaper. If not more sometimes, which
now we should be able to do it underneath the business.
I don't get it. Jeez, Texanji.
Oh yeah.
You are the left. Tells you not to worry about the one on the right. Yeah, he's extremely larger. 80 versus 90 Ti. Jeez.
And go.
What a monster.
I know.
You could fit two of those side by side and like be just about the same thickness. EVGA ships from California. That's probably why we all get extra taxed.
Oh yeah.
We have to pay the tax, you know, just like the people do to leave there. To leave, they gotta pay tax. Just send anything out, like we gotta tax you to leave.
Yeah, they do that.
You're getting taxed to leave here.
Yeah, they do that in New York also.
Yeah. Cool. This is you versus the guys you went on with. Thanks. Thought you were a big guy until big guy comes in the room. You're like, oh. It's like,
I just lost.
And you're like, oh. And she's like, oh. And you're like, oh no. Now I'm sad.
I just like, now this is not going to work out good.
You forgetting I'm twice as old as most of you. I still love you anyway, Tech Man. Respect you for it. Means you've lived through more than I have.
Because you're a little baby over there.
I look like a baby, then yeah.
Well, if you shave, you will.
I'm afraid to do it one of these days, man. One of these days, it's going to have to happen, and I'm going to be like, I'm going to do it, and I'm like, who the fuck is that guy?
Right.
Probably by now, like, as long as it's been, it's probably not so much a baby face anymore, you know what I mean? Like, if I shave it, like, I might not look the same underneath it anymore.
No, dude, all, you when people shave, they take 10 to 15 years off, dude. Yeah,
I don't feel like doing that. I don't feel like getting asked if I go to like get a drink. They'd be like, can I see your ID? And then I show them my ID and they'd be like, I don't think that's you.
And then mine, I'll look like I'm you know, in my early 30s.
In prawn news. Ron Jeremy's case has been suspended. Oh no. Good. I mean, oh no. No, still good.
Well, not really. I mean, if you know who he is.
Feed it after midnight. Yeah, did you feed your 3090 after midnight and it became a 3090 Ti, aka Mogwai?
Right. I almost want to try to get a 4090. Ooh, I mean, that
posting weight pictures. I got to see this. I'm curious.
Oh.
4.14.
A whole pound different. Wow.
The cooler is what it is, though. It's the extra aluminum. And it's a like, lot of because aluminum's pretty light, so there's a lot of aluminum extra.
My question is to you, Texinji. I have a 3080 Founders Edition right behind me. I get 100 mega hash of Founders Edition, and Mikkel can verify.
On a 3090 or 3080?
Yeah.
Yep.
My Founders
Edition. This is how I want a 4090 Ti Ultra. That wild, man.
Oh yeah, it's all about
that's
the
whole
Ultra.
Other breed, man. That's
dude, man. It's gonna probably take like a 2,000 watt power supply on the 4090 Ti Ultra, dude.
They're gonna be he's selling like, power you supplies turn on, for your power supplies.
Right, you're gonna turn it on, and you're gonna watch the lights in the neighborhood dim down a little bit.
Then they're gonna be like, "I'm playing like, the Cyberpunk." Whole bottom of the case, you know, that has like the cover for the power supply case. That whole thing is gonna be a power supply, like the whole way back, like all the way back.
Oh yeah,
because you're gonna need like,
yeah,
it's like a 3,000 watt power supply, you know, ATX Max is what they're gonna call it.
Right,
I'm saying it now. You're hearing it. It's 4/16/2022. ATX Max and, power supply.
And in order to power it up, it does work on 110, but it now takes two plugs.
Takes the whole plug. You can go get anything else. Don't plug a monitor into it.
You get one power supply on your amp circuit and you plug your monitors into the other room. You gotta have a designated you get a dedicated circuit for your computer in the future.
Call your electrician to install it.
Bro, I mean, if you really
designated 110 30 amp plug for your computer.
Well, think of it this way too. I mean, we are one of the few countries. We're one of the few countries that are still using 110 standard.
Oh man, yeah. Thanks. You're all wrong. The new GPU will have dual C19 direct connection.
Right.
You're just plugging right into the wall.
Right.
We're just gonna skip the power supply. It's built into the GPU. That's why it's so big.
you're just plugging into the wall.
You're fine.
A 1600 watt would be just for the GPU. You're gonna need 3000 so that you can run your 1000 watt power CPU, on your 200 watt motherboard with your 1600 watt GPU.
Oh man. The madness.
It's like at some point in time, you know, it's like
probably 42 1600 sitting around. Yeah, you're going to need them. You're going to need to buy one of those jumper plugs too. Because you're going to need to run them both.
Right at the same time.
At the same time, sir.
I have a Cricketall. He's asking about the copper mod in the 3090. As soon as I was going to sit there and take a temperature probe of which one was the worst performing 3090 I had, it's now, you know, I think he's out of the country. So it's like 0 Celsius, about 32 degrees out.
Yep.
So until I can figure out which one's the worst performing one, I think it's going to be my XE3.
FE editions. It has to be AIB, right?
Yeah, yeah.
For the one you have, because the
correct. FE they just came out afterwards. Out. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't have any Founders Edition 3090s.
Which would fit. Theoretically, the 3090 Founders Edition
will fit the 3080.
Would fit the 3080 and maybe 3090 Ti. But I'm not really sure on that one. It would fit layout because the chips are still in the same layout. There's just double the chips.
I would have to relook at that, but it looked like the memory modules are a little closer to the VGA core. Yeah, it looks like they tighten the gap up on it a little bit. Which that helps with achieving higher throughput.
Tech man. Ain't that about a bitch. My Movo can't run 23090 TIs because it blocks the second slot.
What?
He can't run dual 3090 TIs because the 3090 blocks the secondary slot for GPUs.
Oh yeah.
That's terrible. They're gonna have to like redesign the actual layouts to accommodate cards like that now. Because right now they're set to 3 DIMMs thick is the max distance between PCIe slots. Now they'll have to increase that to 4 in order for it to work. So now you'll get less PCIe. Now you'll only get 2 PCIe slots per board now. You won't get 3 ever. They'll make it a standard because of that card. They'll make it a standard for every motherboard going forward. Just so that way they don't have to like go back and forth.
Oh yeah, it huge.
The 3.7, yeah.
You might as well just call it a 4 DIN slot.
That's what I'm saying. They'll give you the 4 because you have to have at least some space between the cards. So.
Yep.
It'll be 4. It'll be 4 DINs apart between the two.
Be like, oh, you want to put a peripheral onto your motherboard? Well, I hope you water block your GPU and put it into display mode. Otherwise it's all cooler. God, what about those people who have the smaller motherboards?
Oh, do the micro, I mean, well, the micro ATX boards and micro,
I wouldn't say ITXs. I would say the ITX regular boards. Yeah, where it's got like what, it's 4 slots end. On it.
Yeah, I mean it's on but the very for end, but
but for still, somebody who's got a audio card in there and a capture card.
You're not running any of that.
Right.
You're not buying a 3090 Ti. That's what you're doing, is you're not buying right. the card because you probably know beforehand. You're like,
no,
I ain't got room for that.
There are some people out there, they'll be like, yeah, I'm going to get it anyway. I just have to have it because it's the best of the best. Oh, I've of the seen best, it. And I have to have the best.
I've seen people sell on the secondary market, like on Facebook Marketplace already. Saw it. It was like same day that they came out, and it was first one I'd seen. It was selling this card because it does not fit my computer case. First thing I was like, Should have thought about that beforehand, sir.
Right.
Before you dumped $2,000+. I would have thought about that first. That's just me. I would have known if I'm running like a micro case, I'm not fitting a Ford in card inside of my case. It's just not happening.
Right. I mean, then you're also going to want
a very big case for his big white case. I think his Lee and Lee case is very big.
Yep.
And he had to remove one of the fans off of the case in order to get the card in and do everything he needed. And then he had to put the fan back in because he couldn't get the card in without the fan like out of the way. And this was just a 3090. You know, this wasn't like a 3090 Ti. This was just a 3090. So I can imagine if he had tried to do this with a 3090 Ti, it wouldn't have fit at all. He would have had to remove the fans from the case if he actually wanted it. And then he would have been like underperforming the case and the card because he
was
lacking airflow. So weird second PC case. Yeah, you do need a whole second PC case.
Right.
For just for the card.
So, all right. Well, I hate to cut this.
We are going over
us. Yeah, we're over. I know.
Time flies and having fun.
I know. So we're gonna go ahead and I think we're gonna call it here, guys. Definitely smash that Lizzy like button, subscribe, hit the bell notification, all that good stuff, guys. definitely hang out with us in the Discords if you are new here. Links down below. If you've been here for a while and you'd like to support us, yo, guys, check out the Patreon. Links down below, guys. Join in there. Go into DCA, your mining. And as long as you're in there, guys, you guys that are in there are going to get VIP access for whenever we open up the doors to the public for hosting. You'll be first wave. You will be the beta test for us. Yo.
Thank you.
And definitely check out all the good stuff that we got going on during the week. We got the DeFi stuff. We've got gaming. We got Jay the Weatherman forecasting the Bitcoin for all of us so that we know if it's going to go up, down, or if it's going to trade sideways.
Famous. Sideways,
right? And be like, it's boring, guys.
It's gonna go up, it's gonna go down, or
right?
Sideways,
exactly. whoa, tech man, no, not like master that, guys.
Beta. Yes, be your master alpha,
right.
I mean, smash the like button.
Woo! All that good stuff. Definitely make sure the bell notification turned on so whenever we drop new videos, you get informed right away. If as long as YouTube doesn't shadow ban us, we're good to go. Yo!
Yeah.
And with that, guys, I think we'll catch you all on the next one, guys. Yo! And stay savage. Guys.
DCA Adventure is rated F for fucking awesome.